Most folks are familiar with Dan Pastorini's accomplishments on the football field or in race cars. But what most don't know? Dan's family background in the restaurant business. For 37 years, Dan's parents, Dante and Dorothy, owned and operated Pastorini's Longhorn Restaurant. So the Pastorini family has a long history of making great-tasting food from family recipes. Dan and his partners want to bring some of that to you with their Texas-style rub, Texas-style hickory rub, and their garlic and herb seasoning. First introduced back in 2011, Dan's Texas-style rub immediately began winning awards, taking home the first-place trophy for best ribs at the Pasadena Livestock Show and Barbecue Cook-Off. They did it again at the 2012 Texas Ranger Wounded Warrior Cook-Off, and the awards just keep on coming. Check out Dan's line of spices online at dpqualityfoods.com. That's dpqualityfoods.com. And take what you put on the grill to a whole new level.
Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we've got our next guest, Dominic Rhodes, ready to join us, and he is back and making his fourth appearance with us on Thursday Night Tailgate. Let me remind you about his background. He was born in Waco, Texas, played his college ball at Tyler Junior College, and then went on to play for Midwestern State. He was an undrafted free agent signed by the Indianapolis Colts in 2001. His rookie season, he took over at starting running back after Edgerrin James went down with a season-ending knee injury. And that year, despite only playing 9 games, he set an NFL rushing record for undrafted free agents by rushing for just over 1,100 yards. He added 34 receptions for 224 yards, and he scored 9 touchdowns. 2006, Dominic helped the Colts win Super Bowl 41 against the Bears, rushing for 113 yards on 21 carries. That's 5.4 yards per carry. And his second quarter touchdown gave the Colts their first lead of the game. He played in the NFL from 2001 to 2010 with the Colts, Raiders, and Bills. And over the course of his career, he had nearly 3,300 rushing yards, over 1,000 receiving yards, and he scored 30 touchdowns. He went on to spend time in the United Football League playing for the Florida Tuskers and the Virginia Destroyers. 2011, he was named the UFL's Offensive Player of the Year, and he helped the Destroyers win the UFL Championship, becoming one of only 4 players to win both the Super Bowl and UFL Championship. He spent some time in 2013 up in the Canadian Football League with the Montreal Alouettes, and we're excited he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Dominic, Chris, and Bob, thanks for coming back on the show.
Welcome back.
Oh, great to be back, Chris and Bob. How you guys doing? How's everybody doing out there on Thursday Night Tailgate? Glad to be back.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Thank you, Dominic. So, Dominic, curious, is this your favorite time of year? Because, you know, any day now, the NFL Channel and the ESPN are going to start replaying all the Super Bowl highlights. So those highlights of you gaining that 113 yards, scoring the touchdown in Super Bowl 41, that's going to start showing up on TVs pretty soon.
You know what? I mean, it's definitely an awesome time of year. I think it's more awesome because, you know, the kids that I get to work with and things like that, they get to see me on TV, and it keeps Dominic Rhodes relevant in terms of giving back and making sure that these kids are doing the right thing out here.
And to that point, Dominic, did winning the Super Bowl, was it a life-changing event? Did it change the course of what you were able to do, not only within, you know, football, within the NFL for the Colts and the Raiders and the teams you played with, but what you're able to do now?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, I like this. Most of the time I say my daggum Super Bowl ring has its own Social Security number. I mean, because, you know, I mean, people want to deal with that and talk to the Super Bowl ring and hang out with the Super Bowl ring more than they want to hang out with me. And that's, you know, that's all fine and dandy, man. It's awesome. And, you know, I've been blessed so much to, you know, have been in that position and have that opportunity. And I'm so thankful. So, yes, I think that, you know, making it to the big game and definitely winning the big game and having a big game in the big game, you know, has definitely set me up for a very bright future and hopefully, you know, even brighter things to come.
And Dominic, when I was looking back over, you know, your career and all the games you played in, early on, you competed against Tom Brady in his first ever regular season start back in 2001.
Yes,
do you remember that game?
Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I do. We had came off of a couple games. I think we were leading the league in scoring. We had set a record in the NFL in scoring or something like that. Edge and P and Marv, they were going crazy. And, we had heard about, Bledsoe getting hurt, and I did, and then they talked about this Brady guy. I didn't know who he was. I was just like, man, we could chalk up another win for the guys in Coat Blue. You know, that's how I felt about it, you know. And then, you know, we were going down to Foxborough when they had that grass field down there. My first experience, you know, I'm a Texas boy. So I go down to New England, and it's, you know, in October, it's freaking 20 degrees. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe I called, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had never played anything like that. So, you know, we got down there, man, and all I remember is that the Patriots were on a whole nother level. They were hitting way harder, and daggum Tom Brady couldn't miss a target. You know, he was just on fire, and I was like, wow. Never even thought that it would be like it is today, but I can say that I took the first of a lot of ass whoopings to Tom Brady. the first one he put out there on the field.
Bob, questions for Dominic?
I was a part of that. I was a part of that.
Dominic, happy New Year. And I know you got a birthday coming up next week, so early happy birthday to you, my friend. So
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's lovely. That's lovely. What a blessing.
And, I think we have mentioned this before, but I got to give a shout-out, Dominic, to your high school down in Texas. Cooper High School had 8 NFL players come of it, including Bam Morris, yourself. I remember Jack Mildren, who went to Oklahoma,
yeah.
I believe. Talk to us about that high school. This is down in Abilene. Dominic, let's give a shout-out to this high school. Do you continue to remain tight and have reunions and such?
Well, you know, this last year we had our 20th year reunion as far as us being, you know, graduating, and then it was also our 20th year reunion of us making it to the state game playing against Drew Brees my senior year. So I don't think we've stayed as tight as we should, you know, but all of us, we still talk on social media and stuff like that, and really, you know, really, we have some good things to talk about as far as what we did there at Cooper. Man, it's a lot of legend, as you see, that came out of there, man. And I was just lucky enough to be one of the chosen few to get to play at Cooper and really show my skills. And then, you know, there's a great running back out of there before me. He has 2 sons right now that are playing. Well, 3 sons. Terry Orr. You guys know of Terry Orr.
He has a son
that plays for the Ravens that got hurt. Great all-pro linebacker. Then he has 2 other sons that play linebacker. One starts for Wisconsin and one starts for TCU. So, I mean, Abilene Cooper has really produced some really good players, and I guess the lineage is pretty good as well. Cooper was a great play for me, man, and definitely what it did for – I mean, you know, as far as sports and just, you know, humbling me to, like, you know, be a team player and things like that, and just, you know, learn how to play the football the right way. You know, 4-5-A football with Odessa Perriman and Midland Lee, San Angelo Central, and all those guys, man, that was it was some of the best football of my life. You know, we played hard every week, man. It's a bunch of country boys out there getting it, and, man, it was great, you know. I also have to give a shout-out to my hometown. I mean, Abilene is where I grew up, but my hometown is Mark, Texas. They won state this year. If you look them boys up, you'll see nothing but wins, and a bunch of NFL players out of there too. So, man, it's been great, man. My football career has been awesome, and the places I've been to get to, you know, touch the field and the people I played against, man, what a blessing. I could go on and on.
Hey, Dominic, you know, there's 8 teams left in the playoffs, but the majority of these players in the NFL are back home, either on a golf course, back in the weight room. As Chris knows, I love to know how these guys spend their off season, their training regimen, how much they rest. Tell me, in between seasons, how you spend the majority of your off seasons.
Well, the majority of my off season, man, I took time hanging out with my little ones. You know, I was one of those guys who had kids already. And so, you know, in the summer times, I usually spend a lot of time with them. And then I would also, now that I'm older and I know what I could have done, I don't think I worked out as hard as I could have. So for any of them young cats out there listening, you know, put everything you got into your off season workouts, because it'll show up for you on the field. That's for sure. But, you know, that's mostly what I did in the off season, man. You know, I would hang out with the kids. We'll go on, you know, to little places that they could have fun and stuff like that, man. I didn't do a lot of things for myself. I kind of say that I was kind of, you know, living that Jerry Rice rule, but I wasn't working hard as he was. He didn't go nowhere in the off season, man. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just saying he didn't go anywhere in the off season, man. And I didn't really think too much of going anywhere either, man. My mind was always on getting ready and getting back out there on the field, man. I really wish I would have done more with, you know, during that time when I was in the NFL, as far as just going all over the world and stuff like that. But, you know, hanging out with my kids and doing the stuff I did was pretty awesome.
Dominic, want to get your thoughts on the Colts situation now. They finished the season 4-12, got some kind of an uncertain future with Andrew Luck, you know, since he hasn't played a down in the last 21 months. So looking ahead this offseason and coming up next year, what do you think the Colts have got to do to get themselves, you know, back in the AFC South race?
Well, I think we got to shore up both sides of the line of scrimmage. First of all, number one, that's what you have to do. You have to make sure that both sides of the line of scrimmage is either coming off the ball to make get sacked, or coming off the ball to make holes for guys like Frank Gore. And I think if we do that, if we address that in the draft, and I think veterans, we need some veterans to come in there and help out, because I think the year we won the Super Bowl, we brought in guys like Booger McFarland. You know what I'm saying? You bring in guys like that. Our offensive line was already set up, but our defensive line, we needed some guys like Monte Rager and Booger McFarland to come in there and shore up what we were doing on the inside. And they both of those guys had already won Super Bowls. So I would say, you know, bring in guys that want to come in and play in a blue-collar city, that want to, you know, play for a town that's going to get behind you and cheer you on no matter what. I think that they need to bring in guys like that want to work hard. And they need to bring in some guys for that, you know, for the defense all around. You know what I'm saying? We need to shore up our defense. And I think after that, we'll be all right, because, as we all know, defense wins championships. And I think that Andrew Luck, he'll be all right, man. It's going to take a little time. This injury is going pretty crazy, but I think that he'll be all right. He's a strong man. We have great trainers over there, and they'll get him back going and stronger than ever. Like I said, we just show up that defense and that offense and defensive line. We'll be all right.
And, Dominic, you know, in your rookie year, like I mentioned in your intro, when Edgerrin James went down with a knee injury, you take over as starting running back, and your first start comes against the Buffalo Bills. Was it the typical thing that we hear about nerves, but once you get the first carry out of the way, it's just another football game, or was it more than that for you?
You know, it's like that every game. I don't care what game. For me, it was like that. I mean, because I was so excited to be out there on the field and play. So, you know, it's always that first, you know, you feel like that first hit to get out the way and you're okay. But, what I remember most about that game, you know, a lot of things that I try to remember are kind of, you know, fuzzy. But what I remember about that game was just the fact that I wanted Peyton, he was really the main person. I just wanted Peyton to have, you know, confidence in me. You know what I'm saying? I wanted him to understand that I was going to have his back. You know, like Edgerrin, I was going to block as hard as I could. I was going to run as hard as I could. And I was going to catch everything he threw to me. And that was my main focus. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, you know, they didn't bring in anybody else. They gave the ball to a free agent rookie, you know, I wasn't scared to run the rock. I wasn't scared to be in that position. I was just I just wanted to be accountable to my teammates. And, you know, I feel like that I was able to do that, and I feel like that was my main objective, like I said, was be accountable, especially the 18, Sarah.
And Dominic, you played with and against a lot of great players. Was there someone another team that you had to go stand on the sidelines to watch because you wanted to see that guy play?
Yeah, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, that whole defense. Tom Brady when he's out there chunking the rock around. Let's see who else. Brian Dawkins when he's running around out there flying around. You know, it was great to watch him. Brian Westbrook and McNabb, you know, that was awesome to watch. You know, we play against Kansas City. You get to see my man, the human joystick out there. You know, I'm going to stand up and watch him. He's from Texas, too. Man, it was just so many, you know, off of every team pretty much, you know, like you can definitely find a guy that, you know, you would really like to, you know, because my appreciation for the game is really deep, you know. So, you know, you understand that a guy, everybody you watch football and you see, you know, to me, you know, Luke Kuechly is one of the best players in the NFL, and we all know that. But, man, it's all about his effort, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you watch a guy's effort, and you're like, man, that's my favorite guy now, you know. So, you know, if I've seen a guy that gives complete effort and that runs hard and that gives everything he's got, you know, I'm standing up to watch him. Troy Polamalu, you know, I played against him a lot. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, 86 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It goes on and on. Heinz Ward, yes, because, you know, it's just so many. You know, Randy Moss, Dante Culpepper, you know, I'm going to stand up and watch them. I played against them, you know. It's just, you know, so many.
And, Dominic, you see a lot of players today after the game out on the field exchanging jerseys. Did you guys ever do that? Did you ever exchange your jersey with somebody else?
Well, I wasn't ever one that they really, I guess, wanted to exchange the jersey with. But I don't think I ever got anyone's jersey either. I mean, aside from guys on my team. And, you know, when we were playing, that wasn't really a big deal, you know, aside from them boys from the U, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, them boys from the U, they stayed exchanging jerseys on you, you know. So, and then when Joseph Addai came into town, you know, he had this little deal with somebody back at LSU that after every game, he'd give his jersey up and they pay him for it. So that was a good little deal he had going. But other than that, man, I didn't do too much jersey exchanging. But nowadays, it's like they doing it like crazy out there, huh?
Yes. Bob Moore for Dominic?
I love it. Say it again.
Dominic, I wanted to ask you about Peyton Manning. You had mentioned him. We talked about him on the last time and how amazed you were at his knowledge and how he worked and everything. Are you surprised? Well, I mean, he hasn't been out of the game too long, but it's just a matter of time till this guy is a coach or a coordinator in this league?
You know, I mean, I think it would be higher than that, man. I mean, I think that for him to be right there on the field like that, I think that it would be just too much, man. He's so hands on, he's so detailed. I don't think that he ever from when I was with him, he never missed a day of work, never missed a day of practice. And I think the game it means so much to a guy like that. Man, I just don't know if coaching is that's not his thing. I think more of like a general manager or VP of personnel, you know, thing, or, you know, whatever the highest level could be as far as not being the owner, I think that's what he could be.
And one more, Dominic. I mean, you were a Super Bowl hero, and your work ethic is just unbelievable when we talk to you. I mean, I'm sure you get a chance to talk to young people and kids, and you must know the type of power you have. You talked about the Super Bowl ring. It must make you feel good when you're able to either talk to kids or set some kids on a straight path.
Oh, yeah, man. This is definitely, man, it's a passion of mine now, you know. It's something that I just love to do. I love to see, you know, it in their eyes. And, you know, when you tell them that they can do whatever they want to do as long as they decide to do it, you know what I'm saying, and that the world is in the palm of their hands. And you know, for them, it's just they want that reinforcement, you know, because you never know who doesn't get it. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for anyone, really, you know. So, you know, those kids, man, you start talking to them and lighten up their life with nothing but positivity and nothing but, you know, nothing but goals that they need to go ahead and crush and go get and chase after and be a, you know, just go be as physical as you can about getting what you want in life. And you know, for me, that's awesome because I don't think that I really ever had too much of that growing up. And it's awesome to be able to do it and have something behind me to say, you know what, if you go about it like this guy kind of went about it, it might happen for you. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm just that guy that had a dream. You know what I'm saying? I was a youngster. I had a dream, and my dream came true. I'm so daggum lucky, man, and blessed. Because that was my only vision. My only vision in life was to be play in the NFL, and it happened for me. And I don't even know how God puts those things together for people, but it happened for me, and I'm just so thankful.
Dominic, before we let you go, let our listeners know how they can follow you, whether it's online or over social media.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Rose to Success Inc. And that's where I'm at most of the time. I also have a website, RoseToSuccessInc.org, where you can see what we do as far as our nonprofit, how we help out in the community and do our camps and stuff like that, man. But that's about it with us, man. You find us right there doing that and giving back in this crazy world and trying to love as much as possible.
We appreciate you, Dominic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your night to come back on the show. We hope you'll do it again soon. We always have a great time when you're a part of the show.
You know it, Chris and Bob, Thursday Night Tailgate. I love it. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me. Everybody out there in the world, y'all be blessed. Happy New Year. And let's make this 2018 the greatest ever. Well, let's make every year the greatest ever. And guess what? You tell Jonathan Wells, I know you boys just talked to him. You tell Jonathan Wells I said I love him. And that he was a great player, and that I miss him. I ain't seen him in a while.
We'll be glad to pass that along. Dominic, take care, my friend. All the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
No doubt. Y'all boys be safe out there.
Good night.
All right, thank you, Dominic. Take care. That is former Colts running back Dominic Rhodes, and Rhodes to Success, Inc. is the name of his company. You can find him on Instagram, and he's doing some great things for a lot of kids, Bob.
Man, it makes you feel good when we talk to him all the time, Chris.
Yes,
man,
he does.
Great stuff, and what a story. And again, you remember well, Chris, 4.7 yards per carry coming in and just starting 10 games in that 0-1 season, and my goodness, great memories, and we're blessed to talk to him.
Yes, we are, and I always have such a great time when he's a part of the show.